The elves leapt into the trees and dropped onto the backs of the deer, who sprung down the hill with such long, arching leaps and so much speed as to make the elves afraid they should be cast off and dashed to pieces on the boulders. Kintel clung to his deer's fur with all the strength he could muster. He was violently jostled, and the frigid wind mercilessly whipped him. But he held all the tighter when the deer reached the top of a ridge, and in the hollow below, Kintel caught a glimpse of a pack of large, black wolves, adorned by prominent furry manes around their shoulders like regal coats. The wolves rapidly tore their way up the hill, snarling and barking with fiercely confident gleams in their eyes. Their canine teeth were long, curved, and pointed like the teeth of saber-toothed cats. Rotak shouted, "Make for the gorge of Kisdel!" With terrifying speed and agility, the deer flew along the top of the ridge, veering right and left to avoid the pine trunks. The wolves quickly overtook them, but due to the vertical rise of the ridge, could merely...
Your darling little elf friends have all closed their darling little elf eyes and fallen fast, fast asleep.
With the steps of a cat, slowly and deliberately, she began to walk towards him. He reached for his sword, but much to his shock, his hand found an empty scabbard instead. Making her way around the table and tapping Jaylitz and Dryri's heads, she said,
"Four darling little bowls for four darling elves."
He backed away, feeling for the door handle behind him. When he grasped it, he found that it felt rough and cold.
No,
he spun around to see a boulder. Where he smiled and chuckled to his companions.
"They think that these are not our mountains."
The dwarves joined him in laughter. To one of his kinsmen, the dwarf said,
"What say ye, Brother Bompas? Since these be not our mountains, I wonder whose mountains they be."
Bompas, with great amusement, replied,
"Belliach, sad fancy a gaze."
The chief dwarf frowned as he said to the elves,
"Your elven leader Belliach's arm has grown long indeed. He commands that any elves caught passing through here are to be apprehended."
With a terrible glare, the dwarf commanded,
"Lay down your arms, or you'll be seeing the bottom of the cliff."
Santa's heavy axe landed on the ice with a clink. Mikkel protested,
"Don't be so foolish, Santa. They will sell us to Belliach. Dwarves value gold over life."
"And elves value crude manners over courtesy," said the chief dwarf. "We be not dwarfs. We be dwarf folk!"
A great cry of support and backslapping went up from the host of dwarf folk.
"Mikkel," said Santa, in a tone which demanded obedience, "lay down your sword."
Grudgingly, the elf obeyed, followed by the others. Looking at Santa, the chief dwarf commented,
"An elf with an axe! Never seen that afore, have you, lads?"
His dwarf companions agreed, with Bompas saying,
"Like two burning brother coals Guntur,
shone from within the smoke shrouding the tallest tower." The smoke suddenly swirled away, revealing an enormous red dragon, beating its broad, mighty wings. It clung to the tower, its huge talons neatly fitting into etches in the stone where they had clearly been innumerable times before. Its head bore two long, curving horns. Its mouth was arrayed with sharp teeth. Its neck was serpentine, and its long, winding tail ended in a spade-shaped club. The smoke quickly cleared from the other towers, revealing five more dragons. Santa shouted,
"Run!"
and led the way towards a doorway in the forebuilding. Jaylitz, perhaps overcome by his fear, stood in place like a stony statue. Apparently much to Jaylitz's surprise, Santa turned round to seize him by his collar and hastened him to the doorway, closely followed by a billowing blast of scorching flames.